Good morning. We know that Schar Mitzvah v'hai al Malacha, a reward for Torah Mitzvahs, is not paid in Olam Hazeh, it waits for us in Olam Haba. The Rebbe Reb Heschel says that there's one exception. Tzadik v'amunah sa yichya, the mitzvah v'amunah, person receives his Schar in Olam Hazeh. And he explains that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the Torah mitzvahs. And it's not tzmiyah. There's a mitzvah, b'yomei titin scharai. You hire a person to do a job, he does work for you. B'yomei titin scharai, he has to be paid during that day. So how could it be that schar mitzvah b'hai al malacha? How could it be that the reward waits until Olam Haba? He answers with a gemara that we learned today. We've learned today that if you hire a poyel al yidei shliach, if you do not hire the worker directly, there's an agent, there's a messenger, there's a go-between, then the mitzvah of yom titin schari doesn't apply. Zohar Peshel, that when Klal Yisrael was makabel the Torah, when they stood at Har Sinai, so anoichi en layia locha, they heard me pi agvura. After that, it was parach l'nishmasan, the dveikus that Klal Yisrael had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they couldn't continue. The rest of Torah was given, the rest of the 611 mitzvahs were given through Moshe Rabbeinu. Zohar Peshel, that means that Klal Yisrael was hired Ayde Shliach. They weren't hired directly. Since they were hired Ayde Shliach, B'yom Titin Skari doesn't apply. Masha ain't gained the mitzvah of Emuna. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yiyah Locha Elohim Acherim. That was Mipi HaGvura. That was directly, and that's why Tzadik Be'amunah Sayichya, that's why the B'yom Titin Skari applies. Now, just before we begin, there were a number of requests, there were many questions last week, which is great. It's the idea is to ask questions and to bring it practical halacha l'maisa. But some people found it a bit disturbing and it broke up the shiur, so we're going to ask that to hold the questions until 11:15. I'll stay for a few minutes afterwards. Again, if there's something that isn't clear, feel free to point that out. But if you just have another question, another situation you'd like discussed, please wait until 11:15. A person walked into a bank. He pulled out a pistol, passes a note to the teller. This is a holdup. He robs the bank. That Friday, the bank manager called a meeting of all the employees, tells them, listen, you know, you all know we had a very rough week. Our capital ratios were bad enough before the robbery. Everyone, when you receive your paycheck, you'll notice it reflects a 20% pay cut, effective retroactively. Who's the villain in this story? So the person who robbed the bank, what's he? What was he over? Le'sigzel, he's a goslin. And the truth is, the Gemara in Ezon Eshech says you're not even over le'sigzel, it's really a tzada, you learn it out from a tzada shava between a ribis and a no. But at most, he was over one lav of le'sigzel. The bank manager, who's not paying his workers, the Gemara that we learned today says what? You're either, depending on how you count, anywhere between 3 and 5 lavim doiraisa. Besides that, you're mevatel mitzvah aseh v'yom titin skarei. It comes out that the true villain, the Torah is much more makbid on the person who mistreats his workers, even if he delays payment, than someone who literally robs a bank. Now, as the Gemara explains, ki elav hunoises nafshoi, a worker that spends his entire day working for an employer, very often they literally put their lives at risk. When a sailor set out to sea, he didn't know if he'd ever see his family again. Every time you see a skyscraper, someone was on the 50th floor banging in the girders and literally risking his life for his employer. And therefore, the Torah has a tremendous kpedo and treats with tremendous severity anytime you shortchange a worker, anytime you delay payment. Now, if you go through the halachos of Sfiras Poyolim, you'll find there are many chumras involving workers. We know Adam Mur Lo'ilam. If you're mazik, if you damage someone, no matter what, shoygig, mezid, oynis, rotzain, You have to pay. There's one exception. A worker, a pilot that damages while he's doing his job. So in many cases, the Chazal said, you're off the hook. They don't have to pay. Not only do you not have to pay, but the Gemara says, as a midas chasidus, you should even pay the worker his salary. You hired him to do a job. Not only did he not do the job, he damaged him. He was a mazik. Still, the Lifnei Mishurat HaDin, you should pay. There are halachas about a poel being chaser. You hire a worker for a year, even though the employer is locked in, the employee very often, poel yachal lachas, but he can walk away in the middle of the job. Again, there are halachas, but that's a general klal. And I believe the reason why you'll find time and time again a worker is given extra rights by Chazal is from this sugya. If we see that not paying a worker on time, there are five lavim. The Torah said five different ways that there's in separate isurim that shows us the severity, and it has to teach us how to deal with workers even on other issues. Now, I was hoping somebody would catch me. The halacha that I just said, my story, it may have sounded good, but l'chayra is not true. Why? Because let's go back to the story. The bank manager called in the employees and said, that I'm not paying you, I'm not paying you on time. Is that Baltolin? No. Why not?
Because he's not the Baal
Boss. We learned in the Gemara today that Baltolin is when you hire someone directly. If you hire someone through a shliach, if there's an agent, there's a go-between, Baltolin doesn't apply. So l'chayra, the bank manager, is off the hook. He doesn't own the bank. He just works there, and there shouldn't be baltolin. Now, in truth, this is machlokes. The Chavetz Chaim writes like this. He says, you're right. If you have a shliach, if you send a messenger and hire, if you hire a worker through a messenger, you don't deal with him directly. That's the Gemara that we had. There's no baltolin. The owner is not oyver because he never dealt directly with the worker. The shliach isn't oyver because the agent is not the one paying. He's just the go-between. He was sent to hire the worker. It's the Baal HaBos that actually has to pay. There's no issur. Zok l'Chavetz Chaim, this is only true if you send an agent to hire a worker. But it's clear that the Baal HaBos is the one that actually cuts the check. He's the one that actually pays. So therefore, the shliach, the agent, is not oyver baltolin because he's not the one that's responsible to pay. Ma she'ein kein, if you're dealing with an apotropos, if you're dealing with someone who he is the one that's going to pay the worker, although it's not his money, he's an apotropos, Chavetz Chaim says the shliach, the apotropos, will be oyver baltolin. And because of this, Chavetz Chaim extends it. Let's say something breaks in your house, and your wife calls a plumber. Now, for argument's sake, let's assume a house is your house, doesn't belong to her, and let's assume that the money that she's going to pay is also, it's your money, not hers. Still, the Chavetz Chaim says, if the wife doesn't pay on time, she's over baltolin. She's an apotropos, she takes care of the house, she has the authority to call a repairman, she has the authority to pay, the repairman expects her to pay, and therefore baltolin will apply. Not exactly. Schachim alai is when you have the responsibility to pay, you have to take money out of your pocket. This is in between. It's expected that you're going to make the payment, but it's clear that you're going to use the Baal HaBos's money. Excellent. The Mishnah Zeruv Aharon argues. Mishnah Zeruv Aharon is talking about a case, was discussing a case where apparently there was a gizbar, someone who was in charge of money that belonged to a Hegdish or to a Moisid, and he didn't pay on time. And Rav Aharon writes, there's no Baal Talin. And he says two reasons. The Pasuk says, Lo solim pula asachir, don't withhold the wages, itzcha ad boiker, buy you until the morning. Zok Rav Aharon, the only time you can be over Baal Talin is if instead of paying the worker, you keep the money. Now, in a case of an apotropos, if you're a bank manager, when you don't pay the worker, are you keeping the money? It's not in your account. It's in the operating account. It belongs to the shareholders. It's not your money. Zuckerb Aaron, the only way to be over is when, by not paying, it's in your pocket. But whenever you're just an apotropos, whenever you're just a manager, where you're not keeping the money for yourself, the Rav Aaron says, you will not have an Isser Bal Talin. He adds a raya. He says, what would be, for example, let's go back to the bank, to our bank case. The bank was robbed. So in response, what does the owner do? He sacked the CEO to find someone to blame. He's fired. Can the workers go to the CEO and say, listen, we didn't get paid this week. I want you to pay us. No. The CEO doesn't owe the money. His whole responsibility, he runs the bank. The bank owes the employees money. He's got to cut the check. It's not a personal choyev. It's not a personal responsibility. And therefore, since he doesn't personally owe the money, Bal Talin is, if you owe the money, pay it on time. So therefore, Rabbi Aaron says in this case, there would not be a chiyuv of Bal Talin. Now, as we pointed out last week, this concept of hiring a worker through a shliach to avoid Bal Talin is not just a sneaky way to avoid an iser. And we saw that Fakert, the Gemara says that Mareimar and Marzuchu, they would go ahead, and they went out of their way. Whenever they hired a worker, they would never do it directly. They were so scared of the Isser Bal Talin, they understood the severity. They would always make sure to hire workers through an agent, through a shliach, and that way they'll avoid any shaylas and any yisurim. Again, the shlichus is to hire them. Hiring a person is not an avera. Now, at a later time, if you don't pay, at that point, not paying may be an isser. But the shlichus is not l'dvar avera, the shlichus is simply for the hiring, and therefore it's a regular shlichus. Correct. You're right. There is, although Bal Talin doesn't apply, the Gemara makes it very clear. Whenever there's a debt which you don't pay on time, there's Bal Tisha. But Bal Tisha is much more calm, and Bal Tisha applies when you're draying him. You're pushing him off for no good reason. If you're very busy and you have a legitimate excuse not to pay, Bal Tisha will not be over, as opposed to Bal Talin, which is much more chomer and it's much difficult to have an excuse to avoid it. Right. What Taisus makes an important point. What Taisus says is that Bal Tisha applies to any single time you have a debt. You owe money, you have to pay it. Bal Talin is limited to a worker or schirus. It's limited to when you hire directly. There are all sorts of limitations. Bal Tisha applies across the board. But on the other hand, Bal Tisha has a very important exclusion. Bal Tisha is when you owe the money, you're able to pay it, and you just push him off. You tell him, Leich v'shoyev ulamachar etzein. Come back tomorrow, I'm not interested. If you have a legitimate reason, if you're busy, you're on the phone, who says you have to hang up the phone to pay the person? There are times you have a legitimate excuse. In Bal Talin, this excuse will not help, but in Bal Tisha, it will. Correct. When the moment he has no excuse to pay, he'll have to pay. Again, if the worker went home, you don't have to go chase him. Let me get back to that point later. But now, for those of you who are fortunate enough to have secretaries at your disposal, this is a wonderful idea. Make sure that instead of hiring a worker directly, you have someone else make the phone call. But what about the rest of us who don't have secretaries there to hire workers for us? What are you going to do?
To hire somebody just to hire and then like
you could, but yet make sure you. But that person you have to pay on time. So we have a very nice solution. Have your wife make the phone call. Go home and tell your wife you learned a new halacha. You're not supposed to hire workers directly. And therefore, do me a favor, whenever I need someone, you make the phone call. I'm sure she'll be happy to help you avoid being over any isser. No, again, now like this, there's a basic difference. If she's hiring someone to fix something in the house, then you're right. Then she's an apotropos, and that will depend on the chalikus or iron and the chavetz chayim. But if she calls someone on your behalf to hire someone for the business, she's not an apotropos for the business. She's just calling and saying, my husband asked me to call, hiring a worker. Okay, those issues we'll deal with afterwards. So this is, it would seem to be a wonderful idea. have your wife make the phone call, and it's al yidei shliach, there's no baal tzolin. Chavetz Chaim says he's not so sure. Although, when you hire a worker through a shliach, there's no baal tzolin. However, there is a concept of ishtot kegufoy. Sometimes a wife is considered not just an outside shliach, she's more ishtot kegufoy, and therefore Chavetz Chaim is mesupik. He says, perhaps, if you hire someone through your wife, you would be over the iser baal tzolin. Chavetz Chaim is mesupik. The Aruch HaShulchan is machriya. He says that you do say ishtot kegufoy, and the iser of baal tzolin will apply. Now, Shevet HaLevi makes a little bit of an interesting pshara. He's mesupik about the halacha. And he says, we really have to go back to what the problem of shlichus is. We mentioned last week Tosis Rid. Tosis Rid says, why by shlichus is there no baal tzolin? What happened to shliach shladim kamoisa? Tosis Rid says, a very practical, he says, because when you, yomi titin skara in baal tzolin is, the worker expects to be paid, if you don't pay him, you're over. If you never dealt directly with a baal abos, there was always a go-between. You weren't even important enough that he dealt with you directly. You're not saying das. The worker is not confident he'll be paid on time. And therefore there's no baal tzolin. That was the Tosis Rid. The Meshech Chochma, actually, his medayik from the Targum Onkelis, he says it's a mefurish pasuk. The pasuk says, "Le'stolam pula sacher itzchad boiker." So if you look at the Targum Onkelis, the way he reads the pasuk is, "Le'stolam pula sacher, don't withhold the wages of sacher itzcha, someone who is hired by you." So the Meshech Chochma learns that sacher itzcha, someone who's hired by you, means you and not your shliach. It's a miyut. The Torah is telling you it has to be directly. We don't say shliach shaladim kamoisei over here. So Zechter Shevet HaLevi, if it's a drasha that baal tzolin when you hire directly, a drasha is a drasha. Ishtot kegufoy won't make a difference, and hiring through a wife will not have any baal tzolin. However, he suggests, if it's a question of smichas das, if it's a question of that you're not saying mechdas, you're not confident you'll be paid on time if it's through an agent. So there, ishtei kegufoy, a worker that's hired by the wife, expects that their husband is going to back her up and expects to be paid on time. And the Shevet HaLevi at the end of the day ends up being mesupik. Now one last case about shlichus I'd like to discuss before we move on. And that is, what happens if you go to a doctor? You go to a doctor. Now when you make an appointment, we call a doctor. Do you hire the doctor directly? No. You don't call the doctor. You call the office, you speak to a secretary, and you make an appointment. So does baal tzolin apply to such a case or not? Anybody? Why is it in the other shliach? Apotropos? Possibly. A cobbling, we'll get to that.
You are, because the secretary doesn't work for you, switch to the doctor.
Oh, excellent. So there are a few issues that we have to deal with. And again, this is an example how in Chosh Mishpat, you can't jump to conclusions quickly. Everything has, each case you have to think over. The first point is, which you're making, is that what's the case of the Gemara? The case of the Gemara is, you send a shliach to hire a worker. You're the baal bas, you're the employer. You didn't deal directly with a worker, you had your agent hiring. When you're hiring a doctor, are you sending a shliach to hire the doctor? No, you're making the phone call yourself. What's happening over here is that the doctor doesn't have time for you. It's the opposite case. The poyel has a shliach that accepts jobs. So in this case, perhaps, halacha won't apply. There's a second issue. And that is, let's assume for a moment that they're the same. Say there's no difference. But what's unique about this case is, even if you hire them al yidei shliach, but what happens after you hire the doc, you make the appointment, you show up by the doctor, and you speak to him directly. So forget about the fact that that you called the secretary and made an appointment. The fact that you walked in, you showed up on time, even had you not made an appointment, you'd still have to pay. So perhaps the case of the Gemara is a shliach comes over to a worker and says, listen, show up in the field at 9 o'clock. The worker goes to the field, he does his job, then he goes to the Baal Bayis' house. There was never any contact. But where the Baal Bayis himself shows up for the appointment and goes to the doctor and deals with him directly, Perhaps forget about the original appointment, the person who scheduled it. Perhaps that itself is enough to be mechayvim. Okay, let's deal with that at 11:15. But now there's one more point. The Gemara says it across the board. I understand. The Gemara's case is the shliach sends someone to the field. We don't know whether he ever met the Baal Bas. Okay, maybe yes, maybe no. But now there's a third issue. And it's like this. Let's say you hire a worker. You have a sore throat. So instead of telling him, okay, we have a deal, come work, you write down on a piece of paper, you're hired, please show up at 9 o'clock, and you hand it to him. Is there going to be Baltalin? Of course. You hired him. There's no din of Dibur. You don't have to say it bepeh. You hired him. Now let's go to the next case. You meet the worker, and then you write a piece of paper, you're hired, and you mail it to him. Is there Baltalin or not? Now, technically speaking, who handed him the piece of paper? The mailman. Is that shlichus? That's not shlichus. He's just delivering the piece of paper, the communication that says that I am hiring him. I don't have to hand it to him. I have someone else hiring. That's not called hiring Ayyidei Shlich. Zog de Tshura Shai. That the concept of shlichus is only when the shliach, the agent, has a certain amount of authority, a certain amount of discretion. I tell a shliach, I need a worker. Go find me someone. He chooses who to hire. He negotiates the salary. He negotiates the terms. He's the one hiring the person. If it's a shlichus, I didn't hire him directly. There won't be any baltalin. However, zok the tshuva shai, if I tell someone, go to this and this person, offer him this job at these terms, and he's nothing more than a parrot, that's like a mailman delivering a letter. And he says, that's not a problem with shlichus. And Baltalin will apply. Therefore, in a case of if you have a secretary, where all the doctor's secretary does is, you make an appointment, she tells you what slots are available, and she sticks it in. She's not making any decisions, she's not negotiating what the fee is going to be. It's just literally acting as a parrot, filling up the time slots. So according to this Tshuva Shai, this heter of shlichus would not apply. Correct. That was the second point that we mentioned. That since you're showing up, you're dealing with him directly, that itself may be enough to be mechayev baltalin.
You said before you could have a secretary hire someone to make
sure. Right.
So now
saying the secretary. According to this Tshuva Shai, if the secretary is doing nothing more than making the phone call and parroting over everything that all the terms that you defined, according to the Tshuva Shai, you would not have the heter. If you're giving them go hire an electrician, and she decides who to call, and she's the one that talks to them, then there would not be Baltalin. Okay, now.
Does the manager have an idea that I am representing someone else? If the worker thinks that.
Yeah, that's the Rosh and the Mukhi Yosef, that if the worker thinks that this person is the Baal HaBas, then there'll be Baltalin. It has to be clear that he's acting as an agent. It's not his. Now the Gemara continues and says, Hani Shukoi de Sura. People used to work in the marketplace of Sura. There, Loy Avri Mishum Baltalin. Baltalin doesn't apply because Medi Yadi, everyone knows, Tal Yomi de Shuka Smichi. All the workers in Shuka de Sura understood that you didn't get paid when you finished the job. No one in Sura had money. Their funds were all raised during the Yom HaShuk, during the marketplace, and therefore everyone knew you did work. When it came to the Yom HaShuk, that's when people had money, that's when you got paid. And therefore the Gemara says, there's no Isser Baltalin. Now the way Rashi learns this Gemara, this eliminates Baltalin in most situations. Why? Because Rashi learns like this. We saw already in the Gemara, Baltalin is a one-time deal. You hire a worker, you don't pay him on time, you're over Baltalin. If you wait, once you're over Baltalin, if you wait another day, week, month, it doesn't make a difference. As far as Baltalin is concerned, once you're over once, you're not over each and every day. It's a one-time misser. Baltisha you're going to have. You certainly have a chiv to pay him on time, medivrei seifrim. But as far as Baal Tolin, the Isurim Doiraisa apply only once. Now, what happens in a case where a person does a job, and before he starts the job, it's understood, you're going to do the job, I'm going to pay you in a week. Now, in that case, he finishes the job, are you ever Baal Tolin that day? No, because he agreed. He agreed to wait a week. What this Gemara is telling us is, what happens if you don't pay the person even at the end of the week? He does the job, the understanding is you're going to pay him the end of the week. The end of the week comes and goes, he doesn't get paid. Is he over Baal Tolin? According to Rashi, he is not over. Since, when he did the job, the Torah says, you have to pay him the day it's done. You two, you went ahead, and you negotiated a different payday, a week later. You can negotiate whatever you want, and there's no Isur Baal Tolin. But this new artificial date does not have Biyomi Titin Schari. Biyomi Titin Schari is only Biyomi. The Zman that Al Pi Halacha you have to pay a worker, if you don't pay, there's Baal Tolin. The moment you're past that Zman, the party has decided, forget about the Halacha, I'm willing to wait a week. Then, according to Rashi, there's no Baal Tolin at all. It's a good question. It's a tumult in the Achrayim. There's no clear Achra. Pashas, I would say yes, because he did the work. He's al pi halacha. It is biyom etitin skara. There's a heskin. There's a mechila to wait. But when you pull out the money and you say, "Forget about the mechila. I'm willing to pay you," l'chori there should be biyom etitin skara. We'll get to that later on, but really any time. Before the job is best, because then he doesn't. There's a heskim. But even, we'll see, even after the job, if the worker says, I'm okay to wait, then there's no iser. Again, there's a mitzvah to pay on time. It's a good idea. But the iser Baal Tolin won't apply if the worker is willing to wait. So according to Rashi, it comes out, whenever you do a job, and it's understood, the guy's going to send a bill. It's understood that it takes a few days to process, and you don't send the money out immediately, Baal Tolin won't apply. Whenever you have a worker that bills and he gives you, 30 days to pay, since he's allowed you, he's given you this luxury to wait until it's 30 days, then even if you don't pay on time, according to Rashi's pshat, Baal Tolin will not apply. Now there is another pshat, it's brought down in the Ramach and the Shittim Mekubetzes. It has a different pshat in the Gemara of Shuka Desura. According to this other pshat, it'll come out that there is Baal Tolin. That if you push it, if you agree in the beginning, pay me in 2 weeks, then if you don't pay in at the end of the 2 weeks, you are over Baal Tolin. Lahalacha, again, most of the place, all the place can bring in the Chavetz Chaim, bring down Rashi's pshat, they don't bring down this other pshat. However, nevertheless, the Shevet HaLevi and the Chuvos Van Hoggis both say it's kedai to be machmer. It is a shayla of a doraisa, it's a shayla of paying of workers, and therefore, although, again, technically as a matter of halacha, the halacha is you're not over Baal Tolin, but it's kedai for a person to be machmer, and it's kedai for a person to pay on time, even if he has this arrangement and he has this agreement. Likely. Checks is a whole separate issue. We'll get to that, I think, in two. Debatable. I mean, when you hand the person a check, there's an old question, what is a check? Perhaps he's paid immediately. He has a check, he can go cash the check, he can give the check to a third party. We'll discuss it in a later share. It is a valid point. And I just want to start the Mishnah briefly, just so that we start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Echet tzchar odin v'echet tzchar behemeh v'echet tzchar kelim yesh behem mishnah b'yom etitin tzcharoi. Baal Tolin does not only apply to wages, it applies to all rentals. It does not apply to Nekach Memkar. Which means if you hire a worker, there's Baal Tolin. You rent, you lease a car, there's Baal Tolin. You buy a car, there's no Baal Tolin. Now because of that, if you find yourself one day at the end of the month, you have your secretary walks into your office and puts a stack of bills on your desk. You have payroll to meet, you have vendors, you have contractors. The halacha is, if you have a choice between the two, and you only have enough to pay some of them, the workers or the people or leases come first. Vendors come second. Now again, this is not a heter to stiff vendors. Al Tami L'Reicha applies to any debt. But if you have a choice between the two, it's a question of triage. You have, someone is going to get paid today, and someone's going to get paid tomorrow, so you pay the most chomer obligations first. Since your vendors, if you don't pay, you're only over Al Tisha. Your workers, or leases, you're over Al Tisha and Biyomitit and Tzchara and Baltalin and all these other Yisri Doiraisa. Therefore, the halacha is workers come first. Okay, at this point we're going to stop the shiur. If anyone has any questions, I'll stay here to answer. If anyone needs to leave, feel free. No.